James and Matthew discuss Apple, Microsoft, BlackBerry, and overly descriptive titles in episode 92 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast.
So it has been a while since we've talked about this, and I think it's time that we bring it back up and remind ourselves the fact that BlackBerry is going to die soon. They are on the way out.
I can't remember. How does the Wall Street Journal get it wrong and they call them RIM? Oops.
I know. Yeah. That was a bad job, guys. Basically,
in the paragraph they get it right. I don't understand here. RIM's playbook.
Well, maybe they're saying RIM's playbook because it was technically RIM that launched it. I don't know.
Seems like a stretch. They're talking about the BlackBerry 10. A lot of analysts exactly what RIM was doing. The tablet was... The tablet device was launched amid much fanfare but fell after its initial operating system didn't allow users to send emails, a vital service given BlackBerry's strength
in that part
of the smartphone market.
I forgot that. I had forgotten that.
RIM said it. Man, they keep going back and forth between who they are. Oh, well. Shoddy reporting is what that is. Come on, Wall Street Journal. So you should know better.
Basically, first big piece of news, the playbook obviously was what we're talking about. The death knell for the playbook was rung this week. Basically, they're not selling or making them anymore, but they've also announced that they're not going to create a version of BlackBerry 10 to be loaded onto the playbook, which means that there's absolutely no development going on for the playbook within the company. Which is to say, if you have one, it is now a fully abandoned product, and you should blend it or throw away or do something with the piece of trash.
Oh, I feel sorry for that. This is sort of a bought one last quarter. Oops.
Yeah. Good job. That's just what a complete and horrendous mess they made. The other thing is that basically, BlackBerry, they're selling their Z10s and all their cool phones, with like full touchscreens and stuff, really trying to make some movement. And although their keyboarded phones are still selling to a degree, their touchscreen phones are just not selling at all. And since that's the market that's growing, that was really looked at as a major worrisome note for the Canadian company. And so their stock plummeted this week on both of those.
What are they down to? Let's see. Went down 20% there at 10:46. HP was once lower, so they still got room to fall.
That's true. I mean, they're not a penny stock yet. Yay! It's something to be proud of, I guess. I can't remember. What did we say? What's our prediction on this one? One of us said they were going to die this year, and another one said
You thought they would die, and I massively backpedaled and said that they'd probably hang on.
I hate the fact that it's looking like you're right at this point. They're still doing terrible, but it's not – the rumblings for a buyout haven't started yet.
No.
And their stock hasn't slid quite to the point where people are jumping off ship completely. So it looks like they still might have a chance to make it through the year. But I'll stick with my prediction, I guess.
Nah, they're going to stick around. They've made it halfway through the year.
Yeah, it's true.
While losing money, so – I guess it is possible that some company comes in under the cloak of night and just kind of sweeps them up. But
come back to, but who would do that and why would you do that?
Exactly.
So,
of course, for a while there, we were talking about the same thing for HP. They seem to turn around.
Yeah.
I hope. Well, again, HP, from what I understand, was in a different position. It was never actually losing money. It just wasn't growing as much. Which if you're a stockholder, it still feels the same. Whereas, right. you know, BlackBerry is actually losing money and not a small amount.
Yeah. 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 You can only survive for so long doing that. I mean, that's a, there comes a day where as the quote goes, things that can't continue won't. So it has to end at some point. They either need to start making money or they're going to go under. And it seems highly unlikely that they're going to start making money at some point. So,
yeah, especially when you think about, like, he's already done, what they say, he's cut like $1 billion in costs. And, you know, he cut like 5,000 jobs and eliminated 6 of their 10 manufacturing sites, even sold one of their corporate jets, which, like, okay, big deal. You know, so it's kind of like, okay, you have cut a ton of stuff and you've come out with new products and you're still losing money. That's a really, yeah, really, really bad combination. You know, it's like, right. you know, it's nice to go, oh, well, we made cuts, so we're not falling as much. You're like, okay, good. We just wait for our new stuff, which is an HP slot.
We've extended the runway as the trend goes.
Yeah. And then once we get new products out there, we won't care about the runway because we'll be profitable, life will be good, awesome, whatever. Well, the products are out there, and
you're still running out of runway.
Yeah, so you're kind of like, what's your next play? Oh, wait, hold on for the next one. We got this. That was just a warm-up act. No.
You're losing money too fast. You got to turn it around, and now. I mean, it's you know, the runway analogy is perfect. You're running out of runway, and you're barreling down. You either take off or you crash. You can't. What do you, you know? You don't, you're out of money. What the heck, guys?
They're living la vida loca right now. Now, I agree with you that, I don't know, they're not going to, they don't have any long-term prospects. I just think this year is too fast for them. They're not falling fast enough, which I don't get.
Yeah.
But I don't know. They're talking about, like, their share. It's now at 2.9%. Where a year ago it was at 6.4, and it just keeps going. But again, I think you get a situation, who would buy them? HP bought Palm, and that turned out horribly. I've got to imagine any other company out there is just like, no thanks. I mean, you think about Google, they bought Motorola. They're like, they got their whole deal going on, and Motorola was already doing Android devices anyways, and that still seems to be taking forever and a day for them to do their thing. They, you know, Microsoft, if they're going to buy anybody, it's going to be Nokia, and they don't seem in any rush to do that. So I don't know why they would buy BlackBerry. HP clearly is getting into bed with Android and ignoring, you know, I don't know. I just don't see any exit for them. Other than they're going to try, and I like the strategy a little bit. I don't think they can make any money in it. But they're like, well, we're going to put our services on all the other devices and kind of, you know, reinvigorate BlackBerry. And then the message will be, yeah, you can use BlackBerry anywhere, but it works the best on our devices. So don't worry about it. And, you know, so you're not, you don't feel like you're out in the cold, per se.
But they still haven't convinced me to move over to BlackBerry messaging. I mean, like, what's so great about BlackBerry messaging over...
It's secure.
Well, yeah, jeez, that's just...
Which, from what we have learned, nothing is secure, so...
Yeah, exactly. A, nothing is secure. B, B, iMessage is secure enough where they allow you to use it for the SEC, and, I don't know. It's funny. The, somebody... What was it? If... You know, whatever thought that was, it just went away. It's not coming back.
Hey, you know what? It's okay. I love bashing BlackBerry. I'm going to miss them when they're gone.
Yeah. And, well, we'll just pick on the next target.
Until then, we will ride them out. Who do you think the next target is?
Nokia,
yes. We're just boom, 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 firing squad.
Yeah, man.
Love it. That's so
I know where my bloodlust turns. I want bigger and badder coming, you know. It's Palm was a good warm up. They were Behemoth, but they weren't as big and burly as BlackBerry, but nobody's been as big as Nokia. The fall from grace on that one's just too delicious. I mean, it looks like they might actually save themselves, but at this point I'm not holding out hope for them too much.
That's so funny. All right. Nokia, next. Yeah. I love it, man. Already got your whipping boy lined up. That's so funny. Oh, man. I love it.
Yeah. So I wanted to be the first ones to break some cool new pieces of scientific discovery and engineering to y'alls.
All right. Lay it on, man.
I think this is cool. So, number one, there's been a breakthrough in plasmonics, which if you don't know what that is, what have you been doing with your life? I don't know what plasmonics are either, to be honest. They're this weird physics effect that occurs somewhere in between a particle and a wave, and which is all quantum-y and sort of exciting. I'll read it directly from the article to kind of give you a little bit of a – yeah. So basically, scientists have discovered how optical signal transmission can be controlled, paving the way for the integration of plasmonics with conventional electronic circuits. What? Okay, that sounds cool. What does that mean to me? When light hits the metal under certain circumstances, it generates a density wave of the electrons on its surface, like throwing a stone in water. The wave is called a plasmon, and it is a small and rapid occurring at optical frequencies. Plasmonics, the study of plasmons, has gained tremendous interest worldwide as it might be offer a way to bridge electronic and optical circuits technologies like computers, creating super fast processors. So basically what's going on is one of the things that we've been looking for as an industry for a long time. It's known that really one of the next moves in developing the next generation of computer chip is to move away from electrons as the carrier signal and move over to optics and really build an optical.
I could see that. You know,
there's like, yeah. Well, they're super fast and they're you know, light obviously travels at, you know, the speed of light. And it's doesn't generate very much heat compared to electrons because there's basically no resistance. It's pretty cool in that it's really low power. It's incredibly high speed traveling through the circuit. And so what you can do is you can just pump it with a bunch of stuff. And once again, the only real restraint is how many transistors can you fit into a molecule. But the big question here is how do you build a light transistor? We know how to build electron transistors. It's pretty standard technology. It is what everything is based on, is the transistor. And so if you can build a light transistor, well, how would you do that? And what this is it's sort of a theoretical way to do that. And it has some strange, advantages that are more, to be totally honest, I am not super familiar with what plasmonics are. I haven't watched one of those cool Nova, documents. They do interesting graphics with one of the rock stars of physics explaining what it is in an easy to understand way. But basically, from what I'm gathering, it allows you to easily move between light photons and electrons along the metals, and they retain a lot of the wave properties, so it allows you to send stuff, receive and send fiber or send light, receive and send photons more easily. And one of the things they're also talking about, the idea is that fiber optics obviously are a huge a huge part of our infrastructure. Fiber optics are kind of bulky and difficult and very expensive, to handle. And so what the other thing they're talking about here is that it might be possible using the same physics effect to be able to build fiber optics that don't require plastics, that can be made out of these different types of metals.
Okay.
Weird. I'm so confused on how they're able to do all this, but they assure me that it's possible. But it's like they like skip light it along metal. They call it light on a wire. So I don't know. It sounds pretty cool. It sounds pretty exciting. And I what?
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, that's awesome. That's all. It's just reacting. Oh boy. I'm losing you, dude. Or not. It's hard to tell. Oh, boy.
Hi, man. Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay, you're back. Oh, boy.
Okay, cool. Your network connectivity is experiencing difficulties. Check your connectivity.
Gotta go talk to your hotel man. Be like, what's with you guys in... What did you say you are, Lincoln?
Yeah, dude. I'm paying £8.5 for this garbage. Come on now.
You're not personally, right? I just want to double check.
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's covered by...
Just checking. Speaking of who's paying for stuff, who's buying your new clothes? Nobody. You're out. So, this is a bummer. Matthew is currently in the United Kingdom in the city of Lincoln hanging out in a hotel, which is why he's apparently having problems. But it also sounded like his luggage had a little bit of problems getting there too. So I was just asking him who's paying for his luggage since he didn't quite make it. Are you back? Yes. I heard you say, Well, I think that might be a sign, and we will take that sign as that.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, you're cutting in and out. I think we're going to call it, dude.
Oh, no. I'm fighting it. This is driving me nuts. Okay. Well.
All right. But plasmonics sound awesome. Keep doing research. I want to hear more about it in future weeks. As you watch your Nova special, or, you know, whatever it is. So, everybody, thanks for joining us. We hope that you enjoy your 4th of July and you're able to get some barbecues or do some work or something like that. Hopefully, again, by the time you're listening to this, you will have already moved your Google Reader stuff over to something else. And we'll just say good job. Good job for remembering. Other than that, have a great week. Thank you for joining us. I am James Furlow, my brother, who is no longer with us, but literally physically not in the U.S. and not on the podcast anymore. He says goodbye as well. So with that, everybody, we will talk next time. Thank you.